I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, brave Christians share the gospel despite risk in Ukraine. Then later, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure in spiritual freedom ministry. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. But first, Ukraine's drone attacks intensify in Russia, damaging at least one major oil refinery. The latest assault comes a day after a new round of Patriot missile systems arrived, courtesy of Western allies. Meanwhile, Russian bombings killed 2 Ukrainians on Monday and injured 16. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says
the eastern part of Ukraine has been under a constant barrage of missile, rocket, and drone assaults. People there have had to deal with the tragedy of loss, the fear of impending loss and the difficulties every night as they face a reality of a constant war. But at the same time, people are rising up in ways that are almost beyond comprehension.
As brave believers share the hope of Christ, people are coming to the Lord.
Churches that may have only been 20% full are 150% full. The gospel's going out in ways beyond any strategic development as God opens doors.
SGA partners with Ukrainian churches in 3 strategic ways: training and equipping church leaders, helping to build churches, and supporting outreach. Connect with us online for ways to help and continue praying for SGA church partners.
These churches are holding summer camps. Even with air raid sirens going off, the kids are continuing to hear God's word taught to them.
Then, as relations between countries and militant groups in the Middle East grow more complex daily, don't miss the good news. Saudi Arabia is an Islamic absolute monarchy where, if you aren't Muslim, you must practice your faith in private or underground. However,
Saudi Arabia's rate of Christian growth is about 65% greater than the global average. So just because we hear that a government is closed to the gospel doesn't mean the hearts of the people are.
That's Bruce Allen with FMI. As the church in Saudi Arabia multiplies, Allen says,
that's where FMI wants to step in and say, we know there are shepherds of small, underground, scattered fellowships of Christ followers. Let us come alongside of them and empower them for their crucial work in such a strategic place as the birthplace of Islam.
A team from FMI will be going for the 3rd time to Saudi Arabia this year. Pray for fruitful connections with local church leaders and consider partnering with them in this exciting new mission field.
For those who want to financially support the work of FMI for places like Saudi Arabia, donations can be given to our new fields account at ForgottenMissionaries.org.
And Set Free Global is preventing spiritual captivity in congregations worldwide. Director Dave McIntyre disciples teachers, pastors, and church leaders using the top of the cliff method, a strategy which prepares believers to cope with tragedy before tragedy strikes.
Why are we teaching these methods here to people that have suffered the damage and been destroyed? How can we get these same teachings into a place where people are in danger of being hurt and destroyed? It's preventative medicine.
Light Academy in East Africa is proof of the strategy's effectiveness.
We're discipling them from kindergarten all the way through high school graduation. That's the plan. If we can retain those students all the way through the program, that they will have been taught spiritual freedom and how to walk with Christ in freedom in a very dark place.
Over 4,500 vulnerable children are currently enrolled in Light Academy's primary schools across East Africa. McIntyre has received requests from church leaders to set up centers in Nigeria, Angola, Kenya, and South Asia. His hope is that Top of the Cliff will prepare believers to forgive, even in places of extreme poverty and high risk of martyrdom.
Most of the people who've been martyred for Christ in the last few years have been martyred in Nigeria, and the churches there have suffered an incredible amount of very real hurt and abuse and pain.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.